Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, DID Electrical has been around since 1968, selling everything from TVs, fridges, stereos and smartphones. Now it's teaming up with Home Value to sell electrical goods in its 110 stores in Ireland in a concession-style arrangement. But is consumer confidence holding up amid a growing trade war? Kieran McCormack is the Managing Director of DID Electrical, part of the Select Technology Group. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, explain to us how this franchise-style deal with Home Value will work.
Yeah, so DID has been around for 60 years. In December 23, Select Technology Group actually bought DID. So it changed hands for the first time in the family's history. Stayed within Ireland as a guaranteed Irish business. And as we looked to our opportunities around what we need to do with appliances across Ireland, the thing that's most evident is we need to make them more available in more locations, in more places, and to be more accessible very quickly. So that was the logic behind the DID Essentials model. DID Essentials model, in its simplest form, is a partnership between DID Electrical and Home Value stores all over Ireland who are locally owned, they're independently owned, they're guaranteed Irish businesses, they're like ourselves, and so we're going to partner with them to make the essential appliances available in more locations where we are not.
Talk to me about essential devices. What constitutes an essential device?
Anything can constitute an essential device, and it's you can put any description on it. But from my perspective, it's anything that we use in our house that we need on a daily basis from an appliances perspective. And usually what we would call a distress purchase when things go wrong. Your TV. You know, if you're looking for a TV and you're not looking for the next 8K TV and it gets very technical and you don't know, you're just looking for a TV.
The match is on this weekend.
The match is on this weekend. You got to have it. Your washing machine broken and you want a really good brand of washing machine, but you don't want 70,000 options. You just know that you want a curated journey. So essential appliances are around curated journeys of all the appliances that you use in your house, from fridges, freezers, to TVs, to air fryers.
And will you have a kind of a cordoned off part of the Home Value store? They're usually large stores, kind of marked as DID Electrical, or would it just be your expertise selling the stuff?
Yeah, it's actually both. So we would call this in the retail model, we call it a shop-in-shop or a store-in-store. So from this perspective, you'll walk into a Home Value store. It's completely owned by the local independent retailer, but there will be a branded area. There will be a store design that is designed as DID Essentials. And within that location will be a curated journey of all the products.
But it won't be DID staff. It'll be Home Value staff, but you'll have trained them up or something.
Yes, that's a great question. So it is locally owned. So this is a partnership with the local retailer who will own that store. They will run that store locally. They'll run DID Essentials as their own store. Yet you're right, we will train their staff. In fact, we'll actually design the stores. So we're going to design the store we have 60 years of experience around appliances, right? And then we're going to actually train all the staff. And we've developed a very special program that we've been using in our Apple business for nearly 30 years. And over the last 10, we've actually designed a whole digital way of deploying training, including health and safety training and manual handling training. And we're actually leveraging that platform that we've built internally, and we're rolling that out to DID Essentials.
But one of the
real
advantages of going into a store like yours is the guys and girls that work there know the product. They know what the advantages and disadvantages of some products are.
Yeah. That's really important, right? So it's going to be the same with DID Essentials. Because it's a curated journey, rather than having 6,500 SKUs where you really can't be an expert of all of those, so you have segmented experts, right? Well, in the Essentials, because it's so curated, we can make them experts because we're handpicking the products that we think are best for the customer so we can train them in very specific products rather than having to train them in everything. So it makes the training journey a lot easier and less painful, but also guarantees and allows us to make sure that all of our partners in DID Essentials can be experts in the products that they're selling.
Two Irish-owned companies doing some work together, wholly dependent on imports. Does that make you guys a bit vulnerable if in the middle of a global trade war?
Yeah, it's the question we don't want to talk about. No, is the easy answer. Why? Because at the moment, I mean, nearly everything that we source is not coming from the US. So as a result, we are not directly impacted by...
It's coming from the Far East a little
exactly, bit. Right? So there's no difference in any of the tariffs and in any of the imports. There's no difference in the last 2 years from our perspective. The challenge for us is going to be is what we will call consumer sentiment.
Yeah.
How do people feel? Are they confident? And if you're confident and you're having a good life and you feel like your job is secure and your savings are good, then you're going to spend money. And that's on clothes, it's on foods, on restaurants, and it's on appliances. So it's the tariffs will only impact retail, from our perspective specifically, when we start to see how people feel, right? So in the next couple of months, do they feel that their job is in any way threatened because of the nature of the tariffs in America and those American companies? Do they change their mind in Ireland? At the moment, we're not seeing that. Consumer sentiment is okay. It hasn't changed. But you do sense there's a mood out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that mood is, it's hard to predict.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Irish consumer has proven to be quite resilient. It bounced back from lockdowns in 2020 and 21 pretty quickly. And then you had the inflation shock of 2022. And again, the consumer bounced back relatively quickly.
Yeah, but I also think it's because of the nature of Irish retail. It's that they've never stood still. They're constantly moving forward. And, you know,
to compete against online people like Amazon,
right? So to compete against online, what do you do? I mean, everyone invests in digital, right? But also, it's not just about digital. It's about instant. And we've learned that from the Amazon world, where the web experience may not be the best, but if you know that you can get the product quickly, then you will compromise. So Irish retailers have leaned into experiential retail. They've leaned into making the product available, more available, and in more locations.
And does Amazon.ie threaten your business a little bit?
I think it threatens every business. I mean, I think any business that tells you that it doesn't, search for anything and it's there, right? So really it's about the differential. Why buy from us? And that's a question that we always have to ask every time. So you mentioned earlier, our staff, 60 years, they've been in the business, well-trained, they know their stuff, so they're going to give you the best advice, but also instantly available.
They're not going to try and sell you a dross. They want to sell you something you can actually use.
Exactly. But also the difference being is when you look at appliances, you have to have it installed. So there is a differential between the Irish retailer and Amazon where, you know, the Irish retailer can bring it to your house, a big unit, where it's not a single person.
And take away the old one.
Most important. That's very important part of our we commitment as well. So it's a very important part is who is taking that away and looking at it. And the Irish retailers are very, very heavily involved in that.
So, Bill, best of luck with the deal with Home Value. That is Kieran McCormack, the Managing Director of DID Electrical, part of the Select Technology Group.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.